Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday meditation and prayer time of Reaching and Meeting Needs Worldwide Ministry. Our text for today is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 12. The text verse is Psalm 103:3-8, who forgives all our iniquities. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this day. And we thank you, God, that we're able to stand on your promises that cannot fail. Lord, we're listening to the Spirit call, and we're resting in our Savior. He's our all and all. Oh, God, you are faithful to us, and your faithfulness allows us to declare by faith and have the assurance that even now, when we are trying to figure things out, oh, my God, you have already worked them out. So, God, we thank you for being faithful. And you are faithful, and your power, your presence, and your promises, oh, my God, undergird us. I pray now in Jesus' name for the one person that needs to hear from heaven most, even me, Lord. Yes, even me. Amen. Today, World Parish, I will continue the series titled Living by the Promises of God. World Parish, the Holy Bible is indeed a book of promises. As we read from Genesis to Revelation, there are so many wonderful promises from God to the people of God. They are our promises for our experiences and for our blessings if we are Christians and study and believe the promises. Point one last week was, God's promises are for the present. That is today, hear the word, parents. That is today we can live and enjoy all the promises of God. Point number two, God's promises are for our past. Point number two, God's promises are for our past. There are individuals that cannot enjoy the promises of God in the present because they are tied down with their sins and iniquities of the past. They cannot forgive themselves and forget the sins and the errors of the past by going to God and seeking forgiveness and accepting his forgiveness. There are also those who cannot enjoy the promises of the present because they let parents, siblings, relatives, and associates hold over them and keep them reminded and in bondage of the mistakes and sins of the past. Please hear your pastor this afternoon. God is eager and willing to forgive us of our sins of the past if we will seek his forgiveness. That is the reason we should never go to bed without praying and asking God to forgive us of our sins of the day. Every night, even when I've not left the pastorium during the day, even when I've not been outside the pastorium, I am careful to pray, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins of this day, sins that I've committed by thought, by word, or by deed. I ask you to forgive me of my sins of commission, omission, and permission. Well, parents, there are so many that linger in anger. Anger of being upset can cause a person to sin and have the need to seek the forgiveness of God. If you're going to be angry, it needs to be a good anger, not anger that separates and pulls people apart, not anger that tries to destroy family members. Every couple should and ought to hear this passage of Scripture. In fact, it does not matter if one is married or single. Ephesians 4 and 26 is a good scripture to follow and to live by. The King James Version says in Ephesians 4 and 26, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. An unforgiving anger is the cause that is causing many to be cast away. There are people today who sin through their anger. There are those who have died with anger, or there are those who have let others in their family and their associates die as they held on to their anger. Too often, hurt feelings exist between those who are supposed to be the closest, husband and wives, parents and children, employer and employee, friend and neighbor. Listen. Oh, my God. I had two neighbors that were angry with me. One was angry at me because she was trying to take 6 feet of my property. After I had asked her to move her fence, she would not. I had to take her to court to get the fence removed. She got angry. I tried to reconcile with her, but she died without a desire to speak with me or have anything to do with me. My other neighbor got angry with me over some fence posts that I was not able to give him. For weeks, he was angry with me. But I sought his forgiveness through kindness and random acts of kindness. He became one of my best neighbors. He would walk from his house to the pastorum and set my refuge container out to the street every Tuesday morning and return in the afternoon to return after the rubbish had been collected and bring the container back to the house. Oh, my God, why? Because I sought forgiveness and we forgave each other. And during the latter days of his life, he and his wife came to the pastorium for prayer. Listen, we have to seek, hallelujah, to forgive and to be forgiven. The Lord is clear about the matter. We must never allow anger to take hold of us without just cause. We should never let the sun go down on our wrath. God forgive. Oh, my God. God forgives and has forgiven. We should have a heart and a mind of forgiveness. The Old Testament prophets testify that God is eager to forgive the sins, hallelujah, those who put their faith in the Messiah. The one who came to bear our sins and our iniquities, that is, bear our evils, our injustices, and our crimes on the cross. Hear what Acts 10:43 NIV says. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of their sins through his name. Well, parish, here are some promises with good news. Listen, or here is a promise with good news. Believing in Jesus brings forgiveness of sin. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, oh my God, but have everlasting life. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. John 8:24, I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sin. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 12:46. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And lastly, Acts 8, 36 through 37. And they went on their way. They came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said unto him, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Well, parish, all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. It is perhaps not too broad of a statement to say that all of us have pages, oh my God, have pages in the story of our lives of which we are dreadful and horribly ashamed. Here it is, hallelujah. Do not miss this statement of divine truth. God is not eager to remember our sins. He receives no delight or pleasure in punishing us for our sins. God forgives our sins and removes the record of our transgressions from us. Hear what Isaiah 43:25 says. I am he who blots out your transgression for my own sake and remember your sins no more. Hear me, world parish. When God forgives, the sin is sent off. When God forgives, the sin is sent away. Oh, my God, when God forgives, the wrong is cut out. When God forgives, hallelujah, the wrong is sent off. When God forgives, hallelujah, hallelujah, he sends away from the wrongdoer, hallelujah, that which he has done. Listen, the sin, when God forgives, the sin is separated from the sinner and remembered no more by God. Here's what I believe. It is a once-for-all forgiveness. It is a total forgiveness. When a person believes and repents, he or she is forgiven. In other words, the sins and iniquities are forgiven once and for all. When a person receives Jesus Christ as his or her Savior, belief in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, through true repentance, is the only condition for being forgiven once and for all. Let me say that again now. Hallelujah. Belief in Jesus Christ through true repentance is the only condition for being forgiven once and for all. All too often, we can only see, oh my God, someone who had difficulty last week and this week, and someone who ran into a problem yesterday that disappointed them need to hear this. All too often, we can only see the difficult circumstances facing us are the thing that we do not have. Oh, God, completely overlooking the fact, oh, my God, completely overlooking the fact that we have Christ. On our worst days, even if we have genuinely trusted Christ, we are forgiven and redeemed. We are the sons and daughters of God, recipients of his unfailing love and tender mercies. We have a peace and an inner satisfaction that this world cannot offer. World parish, we can live faithfully with the promises of God, with the promises of this assurance. God forgives our sins. He also forgets them, and his forgiveness, hear me now, is free. When God forgives, he forgives completely and forever. He will, oh, thank you, Jesus. He will not dig up our old sins and hold them against us. He forgives us of all of our iniquities and removes them from us as far as the east is from the west. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. We'll perish just as the east and the west never meet. We who are forgiven by God's grace will never again meet with our sins. What an amazing grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.